Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is Ryan Hayes with Access Radio Live, hosted by Blog Talk Radio. Before I get on with the show, I want to thank a sponsor right fast. We have Garden of Life Raw Protein. It's USDA organic protein. Excellent source of protein for raw organic sprouted brown rice protein. This is good stuff. A lot of MMA fighters use this stuff. It's Garden of Life. You can get the supplements at www.gardenoflife.com. Today, I am here with Ethan Nasko. He is a sophomore and state champion for West Forsyth High School, 106-pound weight class. Ethan, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Start off with is just basically tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in wrestling.
I started wrestling in seventh grade, and I was playing baseball before that, and ever since I started wrestling in seventh grade, I've loved the sport and have gotten better as the years went on, and I really love the sport now.
That's good. What do you feel like are two things that you do currently in your training that are your keys to success?
I lift weights a lot with a lot of my friends. I do pull-ups, push-ups, wrestle technique, do a lot of technique. Practice anytime I can, and I go to combat athletics in Mocksville and just try hard at whatever I do.
While we're on that, tell me a little bit about combat athletics. How has it helped you in the off season as far as achieving your goal of being a state champion?
Well, combat athletics is ran by Josh Stanley, and I started going out there when I broke my thumb in last off season, and I was a little flat on wrestling after I came back from breaking my thumb because I lost strength in my arm and lost some technique from not doing some stuff for a while. And I went there 3 days a week during the off season, and including the preseason. And I worked out a lot of good wrestlers out there and learned a lot of technique from Josh Stanley. And he has helped me prevail in my technique and helped me win a state championship.
Gotcha. Like I mentioned earlier, you go to West Forsyth High School, which is coached by probably one of the most controversial coaches, Maurice Atwood. Tell us a little bit about Coach Atwood and how he's helped you the past couple years.
Well, he's a great coach. He's very strict. He knows what he's doing as far as coaching. He teaches us what we need to know to be able to win. And most of the time, if we don't win, it's usually our fault, I guess you could say, because he teaches the right stuff. But he also has a lot of other good assistant coaches that teach as well. And he's very on top of us and make sure we're not getting in trouble and our grades are good and make sure we're all eligible for wrestling and that we're on weight good and that we're learning the right stuff and, yeah, pretty much.
I got you. Tell me this. How do you had a goal when you hit your sophomore year of being a state champion. How did you set that goal?
Well, I knew that my drill partners, was a very good wrestler, and he won states, and he was really tough. And me and him, as his sophomore year, he went 44-10 like me. And I went 44-10 my freshman year, and I realized that If he went 44-10, and then next year he came out and won states, maybe I could do the same thing. And I worked really hard and worked hard in all season and worked out every night doing pull-ups and push-ups and lifting weights and made sure I was on weight as far as cutting weight and ate the right things and worked out the right way and worked as hard as I could every practice I could and I won the state championship.
I got you. What do you enjoy the most about wrestling?
Winning. And anytime you lose, it's not that you've lost. It's that you're learning from. It's a learning experience anytime you lose, unless you just get caught. But even when you get caught, it's still a learning experience because you realize that you were in a bad position and you shouldn't get caught. And it's a really tough sport, and I feel like it should be more recognized for how hard it is. So,
you started out at the beginning of the season by NC Retro Rankings ranked 10th, and all of a sudden you just kind of catapulted to the number one spot. How did that happen?
Well, I just wrestled really good and really tight. And even though I was wrestling really good competition, I wasn't scared of the competition. And I realized that all the hard work that I put in this all season, no one else did as much hard work as I did. And I realized I could beat everyone that I wrestled if I wrestled my best match.
On your way to winning a state title, you kind of hit in a road. You took a heartbreaking loss to Devin Myers of A.O. Brown in Kannapolis. What did that loss do to help you?
I realized that even though I was undefeated before that match, that when I lost that match, that I realized that people could still beat me no matter what, and I needed to make sure that I realized that. But I feel like that loss helped me because I didn't have to worry about just winning or not losing all the time. Instead of going out there and trying to beat somebody and pin them and not keep close matches just to make sure that I didn't lose.
Gotcha. What do you feel like is the most challenging part about wrestling?
One of the most challenging parts, I think, is cutting weight. Even though all of it's hard, cutting weight is very hard. And it's a really mental thing, though. If you can't eat or drink, you still gotta go to practice and have the 2.5-hour practices. And you still gotta work hard to make sure you lose the weight. And you still gotta do all your schoolwork. But afterwards, after you weigh in, of course, you can eat and drink. You gotta make sure you eat the right things. And it's really hard.
How do you balance your schoolwork and your social life and wrestling?
Well, of course, schoolwork comes before all of it because you're a student athlete. Schoolwork comes before athletics. And during the season, the only time I really get to spend with my friends is on Sundays, but most of the time on Sundays I'm going out to places to work out or I got to do more school work. In the off season, I can go hang out with my friends whenever I want, and hang out with your friends isn't as important as, I guess, winning a state title, considering all the hard work you put in. But a lot of my friends are on the wrestling team, so that's a good thing. I'm pretty much closest with all the wrestlers, other than some other friends I've had before I started wrestling.
I got you. What makes you nervous before a match, especially a match like the state finals, is there anything that makes you nervous before competition?
I mean, I just don't want to lose. That's really the only thing that makes me nervous. And I don't want to do something stupid or get caught. And that's one thing I really worry about. I'm not really worried about him beating me. I'm worried about me beating myself. I'm not worried about all the people that are there or anything. Just me doing something I know I shouldn't do or something stupid that's going to cost me losing.
In the state finals, you wrestled Kevin Saravia from Laney High School in Wilmington, a guy in which you beat in a tournament prior in the WARL. When you had to meet him again for a state championship, what was your mindset knowing that you're finally there, now you got to close the deal? What was your mindset?
It was a really hard match considering he's a really strong guy, really compact, really fast. He does a lot of flashy stuff, and I knew if I did something stupid, he'd catch me, and I wasn't trying to do any of that. But it also made me feel better that I already wrestled him and beat him. But sometimes that can bite you in the butt as well, that they already know how you wrestle. But if you wrestle your best match, I knew that he couldn't beat me since I, even though the first time I wrestled, I didn't wrestle my best match. I beat him in overtime, but I was winning 4-0, and I got put on my back from I got caught, but I got off my back and came back and beat him.
I got you. What would you say is the best advice that someone's ever given you? You know, from your coaches, from your family, that you that kind of sticks in your head during competition? A quote or something.
I'm not really sure who told me this, but before I wrestle matches, people will come up and tell me that, like my family members and my coaches, that no one's worked as hard as me this all season and that no one deserves it more than me since no one's put in the work I have. Don't mess up, then all that hard work will show.
Where do you draw your inspiration from? You know, it could be something that you read, it could be another person. Where do you draw your inspiration from for you to continue to do what you're doing?
Not really sure, actually. I'm not a quitter, so once I start something, I'm not going to quit, and I'm going to try to be the best at whatever I do.
I got you. Earlier in this interview, you were talking about weight cutting. For people out there, you know, that don't know, tell us a little bit about your diet during the season. You know, what are some of the things that you ate that that helped you, you know, fuel your body, you know, during tough competition?
Well, when I had to make weight, I'd eat salmon and rice and a half bottle of water every night. That was about it.
I got you. Sometimes in, you know, in life, you know, when you face hard challenges, you just want to quit, you know, and just be done with it. Have you ever felt that way at some point this season?
Sometimes I would think that when I was cutting weight and I was way overweight and I was just really tired, and I was tired and I thirsty and hungry, and I knew I couldn't go eat or drink anything, but I knew that I was almost to the finish line, and I made sure I made weight and kept working hard and lost the weight that I could be a state champion. That's what I worked for.
This is the point of the interview where I just ask you to tell people a little bit, you know, about the Ethan Nasco away from wrestling, things that you like to do.
I like to ride four-wheelers and hang out with my friends and play video games and play basketball, play pretty much any sport, just have fun with my friends and family, spend time with my friends and family and have fun.
So if you decided, or not really decided, but if you wasn't wrestling, what would you be doing? Where would you be at?
Probably playing baseball still, like I was before I started wrestling, running track or cross country or something.
Gotcha. For people that, you know, that like watching you wrestle, who are probably listening to this interview, tell them where they could keep up with you at. Do you have any social media networks? If so, what are they?
My Instagram is @_Ethan_Nasco. And my Twitter is @ENASCO.
And you got a weird last name. Can you tell them how you spell that?
HNASKO.
Another question I have for you. Is there any athlete, you know, doesn't necessarily have to be wrestling, that inspires you?
Not really sure. A lot of athletes that, like wrestlers, UFC or MMA fighters, football players, anyone that's doing, making money or whether they're doing their job right and loving the sport or job where they're doing, I look up to. They're working hard and doing what they know they were supposed to do, then I look up to them, I guess.
What do you feel like is your best quality when it comes to wrestling? Like, what do you feel like is the best thing that you can do out there on the mat? What's like your favorite move?
A cross face cradle, top and bottom, and a slide off and neutral.
What do you feel like do you think you need to work on in wrestling that you lack it? What is something that you lack it that you want to work on?
Oh, there's a lot of stuff I need to work at, like tilts, getting up off the bottom, holding people down, learning more stuff from neutral, learning more stuff from top bottom, and it's getting better everywhere. There's a lot to get more crisper in every position.
I got you. Do you like any college wrestling teams? Is there a certain team that you like?
I like Appalachian State, Oklahoma State, Penn State, Ohio State. I just like watching college wrestling in general, really.
I got you. After your match in the state finals, you were quoted in a newspaper as saying, "There's going to be more to come. West Forsyth will win a 4A state wrestling title." What makes you so confident to make a bold prediction like that?
Well, ever since Atwood came to West Forsyth, we only lost two matches this year, and last year we lost a lot more, and we're still not even, we weren't even a really that good of a team compared to what Parkland used to be, and people were still talking about us and how good we've gotten, and if we get that much better again, more better than that, then we should definitely win a state title, and all of our hard work that we put in the off season, and how much better all the wrestlers have gotten, and if we continue to get better and work harder, then we should win the state title.
Tell me a little bit about what you've been doing since you've won the state title.
Well, the eating and drinking a lot. I've gained a lot of weight. I've been wrestling up in weight. So that way next year when I wrestle a different weight class, I'll be good and dominant since I'll be wrestling up. I've been having fun. I've been able to concentrate a little bit more on school since I wasn't cutting weight and worked harder. I've been doing more strength training as far as like lifting weights and pull-ups and push-ups and going to wrestling practice. Still trying to win two more state titles.
I'm going to name two individuals who I know have been, who's helped you out a lot, and I want you to tell me a little bit about them. We already mentioned one, Peyton Jenkins. You've talked a lot about him, you know, in a paper after you won. Tell me a little bit about him.
Well,
and how he's helped you.
He was my drill partner. He's been my drill partner for a while. We are best friends. We spend time together out of wrestling with each other. We go to the beach together. Hang out all the time together. We're like really tight. And he's one of the reasons. He is one of the biggest reasons why I won state.
Okay, and the other person is 3-time state champion Drew Turner.
Me and Drew are also really close. We hang out all the time, ride four-wheelers together. He's also another reason why they come over to my house and we wrestle together all the time on the mat. We work out at his house sometimes. And he pushes me a lot. When I was cutting weight, he would tell me to keep going, and it'd be all worth it then, and it was.
Twice during the season, I know you had the opportunity to drill with a ACC champion and a guy that went 1-2 in an NCAA championship from Virginia Tech, Dennis Gustafson. Tell me a little bit about what you learned dealing with somebody at such a high level like that.
Well, I learned how much harder college wrestling is and how hard they work out and how much strength training they do and how much better I got to get if I want to compete on that level.
Gotcha. This is a time where I just like to throw out a random question, you know, and I've asked it before. If you could have dinner with two people, living or dead, who would it be and why?
Oh, that's a hard question. Kale Sanderson, because he has such great technique, and he was such a great wrestler, and he's done so much for the sport, and he's just a great coach, and he's done a lot for Penn State and a lot for the wrestling community. And another one would be John Jones. because he's just a monster. He has the longest title defense in UFC history. He was also a great wrestler in high school and in junior college, and he's really a great athlete and works hard.
I got one last question before I let you go. In your last two seasons of high school wrestling, who do you feel like gave you your hardest match, win or lose, and why?
My hardest match. I'm not really sure. I've had a lot of hard matches, but probably hardest match. Not really sure. I've had a lot of close matches, overtime matches, hard losses. Not sure, actually.
I have to sneak another one in there just because you kind of brought it up. Why are those matches close? All of your wins, good, you know, tough wins have been, you know, within, you know, 1 or 2 point decisions. Why are they kept close like that? Is that by choice, or it's just that's how it's, is that how the cards are falling?
Definitely not by choice. If I can pin everybody and get off the mat, I would. But I guess when I get up, I'm really good at keeping the lead. And I guess I'm just wrestling good competition. And also, I need to learn a lot more stuff. That way I can learn a lot more tilts. That way I can get the matches farther apart. So that way I'm not having 1 and 2 point matches and going to overtime.
I got you. Well, that looks like it's going to be it for this interview. Ethan Nasty Nasco is what they call you. Thanks for interviewing with me. And good luck the rest of the off season and going into next season.
Thank you.